G'day everyone, it's Ian here. I was just listening to Documentally, doing a little audio boo with a heap of people from MNC Saatchi, and they were talking about all the different things that people know and their personalities and some of their life experience. And he was walking up to them and confronting them with a little bit of a, tell me a bit about yourself. And I was listening to them all, stumbling over it, and I just thought that I've noticed something since I've been using Audioboo in particular, and I think this is the power of Audioboo. And I really remember it kicking in probably back in 2012 when I was in Berlin, and I participated in February, and I then sort of cranked out a little bit in July when we did Audio Month. And that is the power of using a tool like Audioboo to help me to explain the points I want to get across, to help me to be able to express myself, to be confronted when a situation comes up, which occasionally they do, where I'm confronted with having to tell my story or come up with some concept that I want to get across to people. I find that Audioboo has helped me to be able to express myself and to stay on track and to get across the concepts I want to talk about so much more. When I was in Berlin, I was able to speak about my experiences of being in Berlin, the cold of winter, and comparing that to the temperatures that we have here in Brisbane, Australia. In Audio Month, I decided to shift the challenge a little bit and talk about some of the more philosophical things. And I found the fact that I was making a point of doing it on a semi-regular basis really quite educational. I learned how to concentrate. I learned how to tell stories succinctly. And I've had a few situations where that's played out. I was in Sydney a couple of years ago, and I went into a store in Paddington to thank them for a piece of kit that they sell. It's an atomic coffee maker. It's a stovetop coffee maker. And I went in there because I just polished it up, and I wanted to show it to them what it looked like when it was freshly polished. I had access to a buffing wheel at work. I was working on a film at the time. And I showed it to them, and they were stoked that I had taken the time to go in there and show it to them. So much so that they turned around and said, "Hey, Ian, would you mind doing a little video for us?" And I went, "Okay." So I handed them my iPhone, because they didn't have anything to do a video with. I handed them my own iPhone, and then I did a little presentation to my iPhone. It was off the cuff, it was a single take, and I just let it rip. And I just tried to get as much energy into that little video to explain what I thought of this little coffee maker that I had bought. Audioboo has helped me to achieve that. Audioboo's enabled me to be able to have some of the skills needed to be able to present and be animated and to get across the point that I wanted to make in that little video with them. But it's also helped me to get across even what I'm doing right now with you, dear Audioboo listener. The ability to be able to explain a few things, to come across in different ways. And I think it's something I really appreciate. We never get good at anything unless we practice. We have this problem when we become adults that we think that we have to innately know everything instantly. And that's very different to early childhood, when we're happy to not know how to do something and fall over as we learn to walk. But when we become adults, we struggle with the learning process. We don't want it to be so painful, and sometimes it's very painful. And being able to express yourself and be clear and do a little bit of storytelling is quite challenging, and it requires practice. And that's one of the things I've noticed with Audioboo, is it gives me the opportunity to practice these things to get across the points I want to make. It's a really powerful tool, and I think maybe that's one of the reasons why I love Audioboo so much, and it's also one of the reasons why I love you guys out there. And I'm talking specifically to the Audioboo community. I think most of you know who you are. That's why I love all you guys so much. And gals like Yana, that's why I love you so much, because you help me to reflect on your lives, and you also cause me to think about my life and the things that I want to get across to you. So thank you, Audioboo. Thank you for having a community. Thank you for giving me a reason to actually want to express myself and slowly evolve the skills needed to be able to get my points across. Thank you so much.